Welcome to Alex's podcast. In this episode, I'll be talking to you about the Zika virus. As mentioned in my article, a lot of attention and finances have been directed towards Zika virus and its prevention in recent years. Recently, you may have even heard warnings about staying away from areas affected with Zika. In 2015, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention advised pregnant women to postpone or cancel any travels to countries with Zika, and health emergencies have even been declared in the United States because of the disease. This may seem strange, as the symptoms of the virus are relatively tame, including headache, a small rash, and sometimes fever. But the real issue at hand is how the illness affects pregnancies and how quickly it spreads. Now, I'm going to dig deeper into the possible reasons why the virus has spread so fast by examining an experiment conducted in the spring of 2016 by Scott Weaver, the director of the Institute for Human Infections and Immunity at the University of Texas. This study is wildly important because not only does it provide scientists with more information on a disease that is not really known much about, but it also helps us think of strategies to prevent the spread of Zika in the future. First, I'm going to give a little background on the virus itself. Zika can be spread in two ways. First, through mosquito bites, and second, through sexual contact with a person infected. The type of mosquito that transmits Zika is known as the Aedes aegypti mosquito, which is known to carry other diseases as well, such as yellow fever. Zika virus was first discovered in Uganda in 1947, but it was not until 2015 that Zika really gained attention. By 2016, the disease had taken over about 20 countries in Latin America, places in the Caribbean, and the United States. Scientists are very curious as to how the disease got to spreading a whopping 70 years after it was discovered. Let us now look into the study done by researchers at the University of Texas to find out how and why the disease began to expand recently. These researchers attempted to discover if the virus has begun to spread faster due to a change in genetics, or if it spreads faster now because of other factors, such as population or the environment. Changes in genetics could result in the disease having an easier time attacking human cells and/or entering the human body. It could also mean that the disease is stronger and therefore has a greater ability to reach and affect fetuses of pregnant women infected with Zika. To test this, researchers collected different mosquitoes and infected them with different strains of the Zika virus. These strains all come from different time periods, ranging from 1984 to the more recent strain, collected from Mexico in 2015. Next, the researchers examined the saliva of these bugs to see how many Zika-infected cells the saliva contained. This allowed them to see if there are genetic differences amongst the different strains, which I talked about earlier, which would explain why the most recent outbreak of the disease has been so persistent, and could possibly also explain how it causes birth defects, such as microcephaly. They also examined the bodies of the mosquitoes to see if different strains travel through the body faster or more intensely. After plenty of observation and research, the scientists at the University of Texas finally concluded that the more recent strains of Zika virus do not travel through the body at a quicker rate, nor do they demonstrate any genetic changes either. With these results, researchers are now leaning more towards the other factors hypothesis. It is possible that the disease just recently happened to hit areas with higher levels of population, which allowed for more people to become infected and spread Zika faster than ever before. Weaver and his team of researchers were disappointed to discover that environmental causes are probably the reason as to why Zika has grown, because it means that all strains of the virus are powerful and have the ability to spread fast if found in the proper location, which can definitely be a problem. Hopefully, the continuation of tests on the new vaccine candidate that my article discusses results in a vaccination that can knock out the virus once and for all, preventing outbreaks in the future. Thanks for listening to Alex's podcast. I hope you enjoyed this episode.